Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Shockingly, some statistics show that as a result of advances of genetic testing, 90% of children diagnosed in utero with Down syndrome will be aborted. It's astounding to think that these precious children are never given the chance to live, given story after story from parents who report lives full of energy and unlimited love from their children with Down syndrome. In 2007, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, or ACOG, called for even more testing. The organization wrote that all pregnant women, regardless of age, should be offered screening for Down syndrome. Dr. Will Johnson of Canadian Physicians for Life put it best when he wrote, "The progress of eugenic abortion into the heart of our society is a classic example of mission creep. In the 1960s, we were told that legal abortion would be a rare tragic act in cases of exceptional hardship. In the 70s, abortion began to be both decried and accepted as birth control. In the 80s, respected geneticists pointed out that it was cheaper to hunt for and abort Down's babies than to raise them. By the 90s, that observation had been widely put into action. Now we are refining and extending our eugenic vision with new tests and abortion as our central tools." Penny Starr of CNSNews.com wrote in a series of articles on abortion of Down syndrome babies that today, women of all ages who seek prenatal care with an obstetrician are offered screenings that can estimate the mother's risk of carrying a Down syndrome baby. These screenings include a blood test to find certain markers associated with the genetic condition and sonograms which doctors can use to measure the fluid in the neck of the baby or nuchal translucency, which also can indicate that the developing baby has Down syndrome. If the results of these screenings indicate there is a higher risk that an unborn child might have Down syndrome, doctors offer the mother additional diagnostic tests, including amniocentesis, which requires inserting a needle into the womb to draw amniotic fluid so the chromosomes of fetal cells can be examined. Another test, chorionic villus sampling, or CVS, collects fetal cells from the placenta via the cervix. Both tests are almost 100% accurate in detecting Down syndrome in an unborn child. Because they are invasive, however, both tests can cause a miscarriage. According to ACOG and the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, for example, between 1 in 400 and 1 in 200 women have a miscarriage after amniocentesis. Other complications that can arise from amniocentesis include injury to the developing baby and infection. The risk of miscarriage after first trimester amniocentesis may be 3 times higher than the risk after second trimester amniocentesis, according to the results of the Canadian Early and Mid-Trimester Amniocentesis Trial Group, which were published in the British medical journal, The Lancet, in 1998. One geneticist involved in one of the studies told Starr that parents with a strong religious or cultural background refuse the tests. He said many others, however, use the prenatal diagnosis to abort the child. He told her, "Even though you encourage, take your time, they usually display a real sense of urgency." This isn't surprising when we learn that many parents are encouraged by doctors and other members of the medical community to abort a child with a genetic disorder such as Down syndrome. The negative aspects of the condition are frequently emphasized over the positive. Please join me again tomorrow as we continue our look at the eugenic abortions and Down syndrome. We will be looking at how doctors counsel patients who have been told their unborn child has Down syndrome. For more information, as always, please visit prolifeperspective.com, where we've provided some excellent resource links that you will definitely find worth reading.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.